Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I said praise the Lord, hallelujah. God is good, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. He's still good today. He was good 2,000 years ago. He was good 6,000 years ago. 10 billion gazillion trillion years ago. Maybe that's out of order. He was good then. Praise the Lord. But he's going to be good in the future. He's going to be good tomorrow. Praise the Lord. God hasn't stopped being God. Listen, God hasn't stopped being God, and we're excited for all God's doing. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so excited for what God's doing. But before I get into what God's doing, I just had an offer placed before me just before service, so I've got to present that offer, or I feel the need to present it anyways. But we had someone step up and say that if anyone wants a bracelet today, praise the Lord, that they go ahead and pick one up, and we'll keep track of that, and they will cover the cost of that. So so praise the Lord. And, you know, God's working in people, amen? That's just an example of God's goodness and God's love shining through somebody, you know, their willingness to supply people. Praise the Lord. You know, and well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. God is good. Amen. See, you know, the goal is to help people. The goal is to get things out. And this is just a great example of that. You're somebody whose life has been changed. It was our brother Cody. I'm just going to let you know. But not to bring glory to Cody. I don't think he wants it. I don't think he was looking for that. But, you know, Cody's somebody whose life has been changed by church. Amen? And he's somebody who understands the need for that. I hope I didn't spoil anything for you, Cody, by saying that. But, you know, that's how the Lord will move on you. It was on his heart to do it, and so he did it. And guess what? He'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. We'll all be blessed. Amen. And it just blesses me that people are willing to listen to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if there's anybody else in here today that's hearing pay off the building, I'm just going to tell you right now, we can skip by all the, we don't have to announce a building program every week. We just pay it off. Just go ahead and write that check. If you need help spelling million, just let me know. Praise the Lord. We can do that. Glory to God. Well, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just can't say praise God enough. I said you can't say praise God enough. Just when you know when the trial's pounding against you, when the world's beating against you, when the devil's trying to take you out, you got two words that are on your lips. And all you got to do is let those words fly. You just got to say praise the Lord. Praise God. That's two words. Three words if you want to throw in the. But you can't say praise the God because that doesn't sound right. You have to say praise the Lord. So depending if you want to use Lord or God, it's up to you. And depending on how many words you want to use. If two words is just enough, then fine. Use two words. Say praise God. And if two words isn't quite enough, then you say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let it out. Just let it fly. We'll give you that extra word for free. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And as we praise God, the Bible says that God is encompassed in our praises. He is found in our praise, the praise of his people. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's why if he's found in the praise, then that's why I want to praise. They say, people say you're weird for praising. Well, that's fine. You can call me weird, but I got the power of God working in my life. You don't if you won't praise. I know that because I know people that don't praise and I don't see the power of God working. Amen? But I've seen the power of God working in my life. It's not weird to praise God. You know, we say this all the time. You know, people go to a football game or a baseball game or not so much a golf game. Is it a golf game? A golf match? A golf tournament? Okay, thank you, brother. You can go to a golf tournament, so not so much there maybe, but, you know, they do the golf clap or whatever. But you go to all these other events, praise the Lord, and people are shouting and hooting and hollering. They go to a concert. They go to a concert that's full of sin and debauchery, and they'll sit there and scream at the top of their full heads. Yeah, they're full heads off. That's what they'll do. But yeah, I'm getting my lingo mixed up. But you know what I'm saying. You know I'm getting at here. They'll just scream their heads off. And they don't want to praise God. They come to church and they think, well, you know, it's a little bit weird that we praise God. Why? Because every other dead church didn't? Whew. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. If you can't praise God in church, you go to a dead church. I don't care if you don't like that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a little bit of boldness here, but I'm going to tell you right now. If you can't praise God in church, if you can't praise God, if you can't, when all His Word talks about is praising Him, if we can't do the very least of the Word in our church, then we probably better find a different place to go to, because it isn't a church where God is. If you've got a church where you say praise God, everybody looks at you weird, cross-eyed, well, you got to consider where you're at. I said you got to consider where you're at. God didn't say have funerals every week. He didn't say come together and be sad about what I'm doing. Yeah, but Christians come together and for some reason they think that it's something. They think it's holy to be silent. Well, listen, I'm not going to get it. There's times when being silent is right and good. You know, the Lord does say that. He says, you know, be still and know that I am God. But, you know, there's also a lot about praising God. And there's a lot about praising God in His sanctuary. And there's a lot about praising God in His presence. Well, people want the presence of God, but they won't praise Him. This isn't even my message today, but it's free, no charge. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is good. So let's just get used to it now. Listen, in heaven, every single time somebody is saved, there's a party. Angels shout. There's angels that fly around the throne of God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for eternity, doing nothing but praising the Lord. So don't you sit there with your pious attitude telling me that God don't want to be praised. Because there's angels that do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all they're doing is praising the Lord. Until He says something and then they're silent. Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, that's the truth. See, we have to understand how God works. The Bible says, you remember the Lord's Prayer? We all love to pray, right? On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is. How is it in heaven? We'll just get in the Word and find out. You have to find out. It's all full of praise. Ain't sadness in heaven. There ain't lost people in heaven. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, today we're going to preach a message called The Hearing of Faith. Glory to God. You know, if you read this week's Faith Fix, if you were in Corey last night, you'll know that there's some things that have been stirring in me, and this is along the same lines, but it is different. But, you know, there's so much to be said. There's so much that is taken away. And this just this week, I knew I had to preach this. It was on my heart early, and I wanted to just get into it early because I was so excited for when the Lord stirs something in you and you know it's of Him, you just get so excited to get into it. But, you know, the thing is, there's two things that are majorly under attack in the body of Christ, and that is the office of pastor and the church itself. People have cast both things aside like they don't matter. And that's a travesty because they're gifts that God gave us. Praise the Lord. They're gifts that God gave us to get into all that He intended us to get into. You can't get into it without a church. People say, I can be a Christian and not have church. Well, you don't know the Bible. Because the Bible just says you can't be a Christian and not have church. He said you can't have the power of God and not have His people. You can't do that. You can't cast off church and then expect to have the power of God working in your life. You can't do that. Just the same, He said, I gave gifts unto men. The first thing that Jesus did when He rose was He led captivity captive, and then He gave gifts unto men, and those gifts were the ministry gifts. How do we know? Because it tells us there exactly what it is right after that. The gifts unto men were the ministry offices. Listen, you're not finding a pastor at Walmart. You may bump into your pastor at Walmart. Amen? Not very often, probably. If you want to find me, don't go walk into Walmart because I probably ain't going to be there. But what's that? Home Depot, maybe. Maybe more Home Depot, yeah. Yeah, but you know, you might run into a pastor out there, but you're not going to find the office, the gift of the pastor out there. You know what I'm saying? See, God has created these things for us for a reason, because He wants us to get into stuff. And you say, well, Pastor Jeff, I'm going through stuff in my life. How is this going to apply? Well, this is going to apply a lot, because when you know how to work the things of God, then you know how to work the things of God. When you learn how to work, how God works, then you learn how His power works, and then you have that operating in your life. And once you have that operating in your life, praise the Lord, your life will change. But your life can't change without it, because God has set things up a certain way. Amen? I said God has set things up a certain way. Somewhere along the lines, and I've seen this, I've seen this a lot, even down in Corey in just the last few weeks that I've been down there. But you know, I've seen a little bit around here too. not so much, well, yeah, maybe a little bit, but you know, it's this idea that I can have God separate from the way he designed things to be. You can't. You can't. I'm just going to tell you, you can't. Why? Because God is not a liar. He didn't just say it because he wanted to say it. He said it because it's true. He gave us these, well, I'm going to get into the word and just like, we're going to lay this out a little bit today anyways. So we're going to start in Mark 4:24. Praise the Lord. Mark 4:24. Go ahead and turn there. Love the word. No, that's Matthew. We're going to go to Mark. Mark will be the next one. There you go. Hallelujah. I tricked him out a little bit back there. That's not their fault. But Mark 4:24, I love the word because the word always sets us straight. See, the word, the Bible says we have a more sure word of prophecy. You can have somebody prophesy over you, but if it ain't the word, it isn't doing any good. I said it ain't going to do any good. If it isn't the word, it ain't going to do you any good. That's why a church that won't preach the word, well, they ain't doing you any good. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. A church that won't preach the word ain't doing anybody any good. People that don't preach the word ain't doing anybody any good. I said, people that don't preach the word ain't doing anybody good. You can come up with your philosophy. You can say, hey, this is how me, or this is what I think we should do. But if it ain't the word, it ain't doing anybody any good. I said, it won't. It's not going to change anyone's life. The word changes people's lives. People say, well, how come the family church has grown so much? We've had ministers ask us, what are you guys doing? What's your trick? We preach the word, and the word changes people's lives. It isn't us. It isn't because we're so fancy. It isn't even because we talk right, because heaven knows I don't half the time. Praise the Lord when I'm using my own words. Praise the Lord. But you understand, it's the word that changes people's lives. The word will set you. I don't know why this concept is so hard for Christians. Even Christians who are taught. Even Christians who sit in church. You say, but this is what the word said. Yeah, but this is what I've always done. I don't care what you've always done. What you've always done got you in the mess you've always been in. Hallelujah. What you're doing now, if you get connected to the word, is changing your life. Only the word changes lives. Only the word. And that means only doing the word. Praise the Lord. Because you can look at the word. You can have a Bible sitting there. You fold the word. You can have 15 different Bibles in 20 different languages. Yeah, how's that possible? I don't know. But if it is, you can have that. That's a pretty amazing thing. But it ain't going to change anybody's life unless you open that Bible up and start preaching it. I said, start preaching it. You got to preach it. You got to preach it too. You say, well, how do I preach? I don't know how to preach. Listen to me. What do? I get stirred up. I get fired up. You need to get stirred up at your issue. You need to get stirred up at your problem. You got to start preaching to it. You got to start taking out that word. Hey, glory to God. This is what the word says, devil. Yeah. This is what the word says. You can't walk on me. You can't. Oh. Come on. Kick him in the pants. Hallelujah. Kick him in the pants with the word. Mark 4:24. Have you found it? Then he said to them, Jesus said to them, take heed what you hear. Oh, glory to God. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. Pay attention to what you hear. Don't just let anything you hear sink in and plant itself and make a seed or make itself into something growing in your life. Don't just take anything because it sounds good, because it feels good. Oh, glory, this feels good. It must be of God. Well, praise the Lord. The devil's given us lots of things that feel good. He's told us to do lots of things that feel good. Well, praise God, it's the truth. Just because it feels good, just because it sounds good, is it the word? Take heed what you hear. Pay attention to what's being spoken. Listen. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Well, what the heck does that mean? I'm glad you asked. 4:24 in the Amplified, go ahead and bring that up. I love this because, again, it brings it out a little bit more, squeezes out the innards. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like the, do they still put the innards in the chickens and the turkeys when you get them in the store? Man, do they? You remember that? I remember my mom pulling the innards out. I mean, they're all detached already and everything. That's gross. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I just, praise the Lord. Something to think about. Or not, I guess. Mark 4:24 in the Amplified. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you who hear. The measure of thought and study you give. The measure of thought. See, this is the thing, folks. We can't just be hearers of the word and not doers of the word. We can't just hear the word and then just put it out of our mind for the rest of the week until we come back to church on Sunday. We can't do that. We can't live like that because you aren't going to get anywhere. The measure of thought you give to the truth. Now look at this though. You hear. Where do you hear the truth? Well, hopefully it's at church. You can't hear the truth. See, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Yes, you can speak it to yourself. But what has God set up? Yes, you can do things by yourself. I'm not saying you can't study on your own. Yes, I'm not excluding all that stuff. See, Christians will always twist it around. They say, well, I can study on my own. I can speak on my own. Yes, you can. But that doesn't negate the fact that God gave us a church and he gave us pastors to pastor the churches for a reason, so we could hear the truth. Why? Because people without shepherds are scattered and faint. Doesn't the Bible tell us this? Doesn't the Bible say this? Jesus looked at the people. Now people say, well, Jesus is my shepherd. Yes, he is a shepherd. He is the head shepherd. But he also tells us that there are under shepherds. And if he was all you ever needed, then Jesus would have just stayed. He wouldn't have gone away. But he said, it wasn't enough that I just stay. He said, I'm going to go, and then I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And when I send you the Holy Spirit, I'm also going to give you pastors. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. And he said, be careful what you are hearing. See, people will go to the wrong place and they will hear the wrong thing. They'll hear things that tickle their ears and make them feel better. Listen, you're going to come to this church and you're going to hear things sometimes you ain't going to like. But that doesn't mean it's not truth, and that doesn't mean it's not good for you. Listen, if it's a word and you don't like it, too bad. You get yourself corrected. See, this idea that Christianity is whatever we want it to be, that being a Christian is whatever you want to do. This is how I'm led, but it's not according to the word. Then it's not right. I don't care how you think you're being led. God will never, ever, 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 and ever, never, never, ever, never, ever, ever lead his people opposite from his word. He will never do it. His word is the truth. He set it forward and he said, this is what you have to live by. This is what's going to keep you safe. This is what's going to keep you protected. But see, what happens is people say, well, they start getting these ideas, or they get these experiences in the Lord. Oh, they get experiences in the Lord. The Lord was telling me this. Praise the Lord. God isn't telling you to leave your church and not go somewhere else. He's not telling you to church hop from church to church to church to church. God isn't telling you to take a job in some faraway land, not giving you a church. God's first and foremost is always to put people in a place where they will get fed, always. They will get fed and get connected to the body. We're going to see that. He wants them connected to the body. He wants them connected to the body. You cannot be connected to the body sitting on your couch watching TV. You can get good things off TV. I'm not saying you can't. You can get some a lot of bad things off TV too. But God is not leading his people that way. He leads people to a place of being fed. Amen. A church where they can get connected. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Take heed. The measure of the thought and study you give to the truth you hear. See, it's not just enough to hear the truth. But there's a thought and study that comes with it. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved. Being a workman that is not ashamed, needs not be ashamed. The Bible tells us this. It is important that you take the word that is given and don't just sit on it and then walk out of here and forget it. Right. Praise the Lord. I've had people come up to me after service, after I just preached something. They've come up to me and said, well, Pastor Jeff, I'm dealing with this in my life. Did you hear what I just preached? Did you hear what I was just saying? Like sometimes I'm like Siri, I was just saying this. I was just saying this. Or I said it Friday night. Ooh. Or I said it last week or next week. I'm going to say it. Praise the Lord. I have had messages. I am not telling. I can't tell you. This week, the Lord has dealt with me on several people in this church. Dealt with me, like told me stuff to tell them. Praise the Lord. Some of those people aren't here. How am I supposed to deliver the word that I'm supposed to deliver to people if they don't come? Well, praise the Lord. Do you know how many times that's happened? Almost every time the Lord has ever dealt with me, I will be in the service. Now, sometimes he's gracious enough to bring it back. But see, the thing is, we have to place an importance on it. Now listen, there's times, I'm not saying that you have to perpetually be in church and you can never leave, but there's an importance, and we're going to get into all this more, but there's an importance of realizing the importance of being there. Like once I realized who my pastor was and the importance my pastor plays in my life, I wouldn't dare disconnect from him. Wouldn't dare. Not for a minute. I said not for a minute. I still, most weeks, very, very rarely do I not go to my pastor's Wednesday service. Why? Because I understand the importance of being connected to him. I understand that every blessing that God has placed in my life, first and foremostly, flows through that office. Not Pastor Tim as a man, but through that office. First and foremost, it always does. It always does. He always planned it that way. Look at Abraham and Lot. Lot was doing great until he left Abraham, who he was supposed to stay connected to. Yeah, and then when he walked away, when he went a different way, listen, you don't let strife take you out of where God's called you to be. Well, how do I know God's called me to be there? Has he called you to be? Well, for a lot of people come saying, God's called me to be there. Well, if God's called you to be there, the only way he's going to change it is if I stop preaching the word, or if he starts, or he calls you into something higher. I said, that's the only way. We have, there's this person, I'm not going to say their name or anything. I'm not even going to say their gender. But there's this person who calls us pastor. We were even introduced once as this person's pastor. They don't ever come to church. Like, how am I your pastor if you don't ever... Listen, church isn't just for you. Like, see, there's other people that are here too expecting you to be here and be part of it. Hallelujah. There's things that it's not just for you to come get helped when you feel good or when you feel like you need it. There is need for you to be here to be part of the body so the rest of the body can get what they need too, including me. Do you know how much I covet the prayers of my people? But if I took an honest poll, how many people actually pray for their pastor? You know, there's needs in the church. There's needs to pray for people. We have my wife was talking about reaching one. And there's this dear, precious young lady down in Corey that we have gotten connected to because we go there. Because we don't just plan a church there and expect people to come. We go there and we look for every avenue. And I'm not saying you guys all have to go to Corey, but we have a church in Mayville. We go there, and there's this dear precious, and the Lord's got such a wonderful plan, and we're just like, Lord, tell us how to reach her. Tell us how we can get there more. How can we get to her into that plan? How can we help her get there? It's important, praise the Lord. Our hearts, I mean, we just saw her yesterday, and our hearts just long for her, praise the Lord. We just can't, you know, and this isn't a weird thing, but this is how we should be about people. Praise the Lord. Bringing them into the church. Glory. I'm going to go on a lot of different avenues I sense today, but praise God for it. Romans 10:14. Romans 10:14. It matters. We have to reach people. We have to be serious about our faith. I remember being a Christian and saying I was a Christian, and then I remember being at parties and talking about how Christian I was. Yeah, I'm sitting there toking on some pot or something or tipping back some alcohol and sitting there talking about you got to be saved. You kidding me? They all looked at me like I was foolish and there's no, it's no wonder. I'm sitting there doing the same things the rest of the world is doing and then I'm trying to, even though God says come out from them and be separate, be different. Be different than what they are. Don't be doing it. But then you'll have Christians argue about why it's okay for them to drink. Well, glory to God, if it's really that important to you, if it's really more important to you to tip back a few beers once in a while, if you got to justify that, but you can't even do the basic things the Bible says, oh, glory. I'm telling you what, this stuff fires me up because that's exactly what will happen. People will get mad at that message. Well, we're free. We can have alcohol. You can come up with all kinds of reasons to do it, but I've seen it do nothing but destroy lives, and you're sitting there trying to justify it, yet you can't even come to church regularly, or you can't do the basic things of the word, but you want to justify with Scripture why it's okay you're doing what you're doing. Oh, glory. I'm telling you, it fires me up because you know what? This is why people go lost. And don't ever get found. They are not going to get found unless someone gets out there and does it. And you won't even know how to get out there and do it if you can't be connected where you're supposed to be. See, that's the thing. Christians, they don't even see the importance of church themselves. And they go out there expecting white people. They expect people to get that importance for themselves. Listen, I don't want everybody in this church. And I don't care if everybody comes to this church. I want people who are going to be faithful. I said I want people to be faithful. Oh yeah, I've already preached things even in Corey in a church that some people just don't like. Praise the Lord for it. I ain't changing the way I preach because you don't like it. If you don't like it and you won't listen, you won't change, go somewhere else. That'll tickle your ears because I don't care. I don't care. I am not here to please men. I'm here to please God. I'm here to get people saved. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to play church. I'm not here to have some kind of to think that I can fulfill some religious duty because I came here. Oh, glory to God. Look, God, I blessed you today because I showed up at church. I live and breathe church, and not because I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor because I live and breathe church. Glory to God. I live and breathe the kingdom of God. I want more of the kingdom of God. It is not enough for me to just have a little bit on Sunday. I want the complete filling of God in my life everywhere I go. And I've been that way for the last decade. And that is why God blesses me. That is why God is using me. Not because of anything else. Not because I'm even good. I'm not good. I don't do everything perfect. But all I want is what God has. I tell my kids, all you want is what God has. You don't want what the world wants. You want what God has, because what the world wants doesn't matter. All that will do is bring death, but God will bring life, and life like you've never imagined. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 10:14. How then shall we call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? I want to look at this in the Amplified. Praise the Lord. But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed, in whom they have no faith, on whom they have no reliance, in whom they have no faith, in whom they have no reliance? I have dealt with Christians for years, not just as a pastor, as another Christian, and I'm going to tell you something. One thing that is very clear to me is that few Christians have faith, have true biblical faith. Few of them really understand who God even is, and how do we know that? I mean, we go down this road all the time, but we'll just go down this road again because people will sing stupid songs like the Lord gives and takes away. They will sing songs like God is the builder and the wrecking ball. Garbage like that is not scriptural. God does not build you up to tear you down. That is not the word of God. But see, how will people know if they aren't taught faith? But see, people aren't learning faith when they're not in church, when they're not under a pastor. Whom will they have? And whom will they have reliance? They won't have any reliance on anyone. They won't know how to have reliance on anyone. How are they going to trust God if they don't know, if they're not taught? I'm going to tell you, people do not trust God. I hear people all the time. We have movies that are all about believing God. And these same people that promote this stuff, they don't even believe what they're saying. How about and I'm not making fun of the movie, but God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. It's wonderful. But then you same breath, you teach that, but then you'll go teach somebody, well, that God had a purpose in you losing, dying, hurting. God had purpose in all this stuff. God doesn't have, the devil had a purpose in it. No, God will use it. I'm not saying that God doesn't use things, but God has also told us he always, 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 always gives us a way of escape. He does never lets us be tempted. He says he doesn't tempt us, and he never lets us be tempted beyond what we're able. If you're tempted beyond what you're able, it ain't God doing it. But see, people don't understand that. People go out and live foolishly, and then they wonder why, well, it must be God's will. They will disconnect from the church and they'll say, well, it must be God's will that I'm going through. No, it's not God's will. You're going through this because you brought it on. Now listen, we can all of us can bring things on ourselves. I'm not saying, I've done this myself. The difference, and I don't say this to hurt anybody or criticize anybody. I say this because I lived this stinking life. I lived a life where I was wishy-washy, up and down. I was a Christian one day, and the next day I was partying. I would go to church, and then I wouldn't go to church. And then I would just more focus on everything else but God and everything else but God's kingdom. Praise the Lord, I lived that life. And I also was defeated all the time. I was broken all the time. I was poor all the time. I was always without direction. I was always without God's grace. Not because God didn't want to give it to me. He provided the way to give it to us. But we can't get it separate from his will. And his will was that we had pastors. His will was that we had church. And that we don't disconnect from those things. And when we disconnect from those things, we put ourselves out there for targets. Yeah. You just became a big target. And how are they to believe in him in a year or two? Listen, what it means to believe in him, you say, well, I believe in God. Do you? Just because you believe you exist, he exists, that's not what this is talking about. Just because you believe God exists, the Bible tells us the demons believe God exists. Who cares that you believe he exists? The Bible tells us that a fool says in his heart there is no God. Who cares you believe he exists? That doesn't make you anything special. What makes you special is when you adhere to, when you trust in, and when you rely upon God. Hallelujah. How do we know you rely upon God? Well, let's see when you're going through trial. Let's see when something's robbed from you, when the devil's trying to knock you down, when all of a sudden your finances are pulled out from under you and you say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. That's somebody who's relying on God for their finances. If you say anything other than that, when you go through a financial trouble, you ain't relying on God. How about when sickness comes upon you? My God has healed all my diseases. What does the Bible say? What do you rely on? What do you stand on? What are you holding on to? Are you grabbing onto the Word and not letting it go? Are you saying, I don't care what it looks like in the world. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm adhering to Him. But how are they going to do that unless they are taught? How are they believing Him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear? How will they hear without a preacher? That means somebody who's preaching. Oh, I guess maybe Paul had it wrong, right? Because you didn't really need a pastor. You didn't need a preacher. You didn't need somebody preaching to you, right? Paul could have been mistaken. I mean, God did see fit to use him to write two-thirds of the New Testament, but he was probably mistaken on this one little point, right? He was probably missing it here. See, you can't build your faith aside from your local church. It's impossible. You can't do it. In fact, every Christian I've ever seen who is disconnected from a local church, they are goofy, flaky, and nutty. They are the granola Christians. Yeah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, just pour a little milk over them and you have good breakfast because that's what you get. That's exactly what they are. They are goofy, flaky, and nutty. I just had a person recently, praise the Lord, and he ain't here, but I had a person recently telling me about how Lord led him out of church. Yeah, he said, the Lord, I loved my church and everything. The Lord led me out of my church. The Lord told me to stop going to church. Even though his word says to go to church, he said the Lord led him out of church. And he said the Lord said, just seek him. Well, praise the Lord. This guy also is about as unstable as, what's really unstable? Water. Yeah, water's unstable, right? You ever seen water sloshing around? That's exactly the way this guy is. Praise the Lord. I ain't talking bad about the guy. I'm just saying he ain't connected. And because he's not connected, he ain't being fed. And because he's not fed, the goofiness has crept in. See, that's exactly how it works. Praise the Lord. I can't go from one Sunday to the next without feeling like I got to get in there. I got to get back there. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God is doing things here. He will do things in us out there, but once he's done them in here. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to go on to verse 15 in Romans 10:15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Praise the Lord. How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. This is the word, people. This is the word. This is talking about there's stability. There is. It means something when you are planted in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. But they have not obeyed the gospel, verse 16 says. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Now look at that. They have not all obeyed the gospel. Who? Those who don't realize that God is doing things through the local church and through the preachers. Listen, I'm not trying to exalt myself. This is actually a message that you don't really, as a pastor, you don't love to preach. But if I don't preach it, you ain't going to know it. You ain't going to realize the importance of why it's important to be connected. It's in, and we're going to build on this some more. We're not done here yet. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Now look at this. Verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. What are you doing right now? You are hearing the word of God. You can study your own, and that's great. You can read to your spouse. Great. But in the context of what he's saying here, it's connected to a ministry office, is it not? I mean, how can you separate? Well, you could pull this apart and not just like accept one verse and not the rest of them, but that's exactly what it's saying. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The truth is the truth, whether we like it or not. But see, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand why it's hard for people to like accept the truth, because the truth of the word always leads us free. It leads us to freedom. It leads us to blessing. I never have had so much in my life. And when I say had, I mean all kinds of things. I'm not just talking about stuff. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about all the things that matter in life. A blessed marriage, a blessed home, a blessed kids. Praise God. Hallelujah. I never had it like this until I got connected to the Word, got connected to a pastor, got connected to a local church, and stayed put. Yeah. Stayed put. I am not going to let the devil rob anything from me anymore, because he spent the first part of my life robbing from me, and I was letting him. He was walking into my home, and I was handing it over and saying, here you go, devil. Why? Because I wasn't willing to listen to what the Word said. I wasn't willing to listen to what a man said, or I had my own way of doing it. I had my own way to figure it out. I don't need some man telling me, I would say. Jesus said you do need some man telling you or some woman telling you. He said you need to listen. Why? Because I've ordained it that way. I've ordained it. Jesus ordained it that way, not me, not Pastor Jeff. Hallelujah. God loves us so much that he sent his only son to die for us. And is that all Jesus did? No. He also rose again. Praise the Lord. Is anyone thankful he rose again? Yeah, hallelujah. And you know what he did? The first thing he did when he rose again? He led captivity captive. He took our captivity captive and said, I ain't going to let you be captive no more. And then he gave gifts unto men. And those men, and those gifts are the ministry. We're going to see that. Turn with me to Galatians 3:1. Praise the Lord. Brother Cody, I am thinking you're right about the short sleeve shirts. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Whew. Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? Who has bewitched you you should not obey the truth? It was the word that led us straight. Most of the time it was a church that got us saved, that led us to salvation. It was a pastor who led us there. Foolish people, who has bewitched you from the truth? Why do you think now you can do it separate from that? Why do you think now, when God has set you free? You see, there's a devil. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, by what you did yourself, in other words, or by the hearing of faith? Did you receive the Spirit? Did you receive the power of God? By working things, by doing what you did, or do you do it by receive it by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? By the flesh. Whatever your flesh is telling you to do, you can pretty much guarantee that it is not right. Yeah. My spirit never tells me to eat 4 Reese's peanut butter eggs. Never told me that. It's never, ever, ever told me that. Now, my flesh, on the other hand, says you only ate 4. Why not go to 5? Praise the Lord. You understand, our flesh will lead us in things. Now, listen, our flesh may say, our spirit will probably never say, eat 1. Our flesh can say, well, have 1, I want 1, and you can enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you can't stop, if Reese's is sending you a Christmas card, you got an issue. They haven't started sending me a Christmas card yet. Glory to God. And listen, just because I say it, Jennifer, don't bring me bags full of them. Praise the Lord. I'm just kidding. She just wants to bless her pastor. Hallelujah. She's just thankful for the word, and glory to God. Hallelujah. But until you start buying my suits, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. But We have to give them away. When she said, I just got to give them away. I got it because I can't eat all of them. Well, I could. Yeah, you know. It's not an issue of capability. It's an issue of consecration. Hallelujah. You guys want me to hear from God. You don't want me eating Reese's peanut butter cup. I'll be hearing stuff, but it won't be from God. I tell you that. I used to go through that. Probably kids would go trick or treating. I had a thing called dad tax. You know what I mean? They go out trick or treating. I used to have dad tax. I'm like, all right, come on over. I'm gonna take my dad tax out. And I, praise the Lord. And my wife would find me over in the corner shaking a little. You know what I mean? I'm like, geez, praise the Lord. I like chocolate. Hallelujah. But that's why I also, when I go to the store, you know, I went to the store where they had like a 3-foot-long Kit Kat. Was that it? Yeah, it was a Twix. Yeah, 3-foot-long Twix. I don't care, Kit Kat, Twix. I'll take either one. Hallelujah. And 3-foot one just sounds all the better. I just took a picture of it and said, my wife, she sends me back a message and just simply said no. It was no. Thank God for a spiritual, because I was caught between the two. I'm sitting there looking at I'm thinking like I got a credit card, right? I can do this. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, that you're now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? See, God is going to bless us when we come together. He's going to come bless us when we hear. That's when our faith is built, praise the Lord. And it doesn't happen just once. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, and this is verse 7, therefore know that the only those who are of the faith are sons of Abraham. Only those who are of the faith are sons of Abraham. Only those who are of faith, that same reliance, that same trusting in, that same adhering to Jesus, that's what the faith is. Yeah. Only those that adhere to, trust in, rely on the Lord, only those are of the sons of Abraham. They're the ones who get the blessing, by the way, because that was who the blessing was promised to. And Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, by adhering to, by relying on, by trusting in the Lord, hallelujah, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith, those who are of the relying on, the trusting in, the adhering to, are blessed with believing Abraham. Praise God. Only those who are of the faith are. It's not those who do things separately. It's not those who you can't, listen, you can't be in faith and not be connected to God's word and what God's doing. You can't do it. You can't be in faith and not be in church. It's an impossibility. You can't not be in, I'm not just talking about just coming to church. I'm talking about being connected to church, because just coming to church means nothing. Being connected, knowing what's going on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you come on June 4th and you say, hey, we have a guest minister, I didn't know that. There's something wrong. You're not connected to the local body. You're not hearing the word. You're not hearing what's being talked about in the church. If you come in and you recognize half the people because you haven't seen them before, you're off. You're not connected to the church. Praise the Lord. I say, hi, I'm glad to meet you. Is this your first time? No, I've been here for the last 5 weeks. Well, glory, hallelujah. It's about being connected to what God's doing, being connected to God's plan, and because he's starting it in the local church. But see, it's a popular thing in the church world. I don't know if you know this, maybe you don't, but it's a popular thing in the church world to not be connected to a local church. It's a popular thing to have these churches where they have their own ideas of how they're going to do things, and so they do church that way. But it's never what God intended. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have to be careful. I'm going to go back to that because I just sensed something in my spirit, and I want to share that with you. Take heed what you hear. Remember the scripture we said? Take heed what you hear. if you're hearing stuff from a lot of sources and it don't line up with the place where God has you planted, you need to question that. I'm not telling you, listen, there is truth. I mean, some people listen to some people who were off, like they listen to Jim Jones and a whole kind of mess happened. But sooner or later, you got to determine where I'm at. Is it trustworthy or not? And if it's not, then I need to be somewhere else. And sooner or later, you got to do that. That's the thing that got me through all the times what I didn't know, is because I learned to trust my pastor. And when I learned to trust him, I'm not saying that you blindly follow somebody off a cliff. We're not supposed to be stupid. There's nothing in the Bible that talks about God's people being stupid. Hallelujah. It says, but you don't blindly follow somebody off a cliff. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow. It's not wrong to follow somebody. See, that's another thing. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm saying the same thing to you. If this is your church home, you follow me as I follow Christ. If I stop following Christ and you stop following me, praise the Lord, because I'll lead you astray. But see, there's an importance to that, to understand that. No, let's look at this. 2 Timothy 3:16. We're going to just pull this up here, though, for time. Just go ahead and look at it up here. Write it down. Look at it later if you want. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture. Everybody say, all Scripture.
All Scripture.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Glory to God. Well, that don't apply to me anymore. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Praise the Lord. Well, where do we get doctrine? Doctrine, if you didn't know what the word doctrine is, it means teaching and learning. That's what it is. Teaching and learning. That word doctrine. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for teaching and learning. Teaching and learning. Where are you learning? Where are you teaching? Where are you being taught? Praise the Lord. It's in the local church. This is where it starts. It starts here. It starts with what God is doing here. Praise God. Or wherever. I'm not saying we're the only church. I'm not saying we're the only church that can preach the gospel. There may be, every church in town maybe. I don't know. I've never attended any of their services. I do know this, is that where the Word of God is being taught, there will be growth. I said there will be growth where the Word of God is being taught. Good growth. I'm not talking about growth. You know, listen, if you get a tumor or something like that, you cut it off. That's a growth that's not good. Listen, many people are like tumors in churches. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Many people are like, they come in, they want what they want. They don't ever want to be connected. They just want to get their own stuff. Praise the Lord. I've seen this just in the last week. I've seen people come in, they just want to be a tumor in the church. What do we do? Cut it off and throw it out. Why? Because we ain't going to, if they want to come in and grow and they want to actually be fed. I'm not rejecting people, you understand. But I'm not letting somebody come in and be a tumor in the church. Why? Because when you let a tumor come in, what does it do? It grows. And it spreads. We don't want people, we don't want Christians being tumors in the church. We want Christians coming in and being solid, people coming in being planted, people coming in and growing, and then doing what? Producing fruit. And what is that fruit? It doesn't mean that you just sit there and you go into this nice big tree all by yourself and nobody else is around you, and look what I've got. It means that you're going out there and you're reaching people out there. It means you're changing the world. It means you're doing something other than just for yourself. It means you're being what God intended for His children to be. Yeah. Fruit-producing plants. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It means that you will invest in someone because you have a heart to. Listen, if I could give the next year of my life and just go down there every day and not seem weird to bless this young lady, I would do that. I would do anything I could possibly do to reach her. And we are doing everything we know to do to reach her. And we're praying for more. And I'm going to ask you, anybody who in this church who prays, I want you to pray for this young lady. I want you, and if you want to know her name to help pray, I know her first name. So come up to me afterwards and we'll tell you her first name. But I want you to pray for her. Pray that the Lord reaches her. Why? Because one matters to me. One matters to me. Hallelujah. I don't need to have 20. I need one. I need one whose life will be changed. That's what matters to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at this. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete. When you get instructed in righteousness, you will be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Question yourself. What am I doing when I'm out there in the world every week? What am I doing out there? If you're not thinking about church, if you're not thinking about the body of Christ, which is the church, if you're not thinking about what can you do for God, if you're not thinking, if none of these things ever cross your mind when you're out there, then you're living wrong. I'm telling you right now. You're living wrong. If that's the way you're living wrong. You're living wrong. You're not going to have the blessing of God in your life because you're so self-centered that you could care less about people who are going to hell. That's what's at stake. There's people that will go to hell because we can't live right. People don't understand this. This is what's at stake. It is not about you and your stuff and what you got going on and what's keeping you so stinking busy. It is about, listen, we are all busy with things. But I'm going to tell you right now, if all you're focused on is your life out there, you are not focused on the right things. And you do not have the Spirit of God operating in your life. I said you do not have the Spirit of God operating in your life, and you're proving it by your actions. When the Spirit of God is working in a person, it changes things. That's why I am not the same as I was 10 years ago. If you are the same way as you were 10 years ago, then you need to get saved, glory to God. You need to get saved. You need to get born again. You need to change because God expects change in His people. He does not expect us to stay the same forever. He is not okay with us staying the same. Jesus didn't die so we could stay the same. He died so He could bring us a church, so He could bring us a place to be connected, so He could bring us life, so we could live a life that would change lives, so we could be little Jesuses running around the earth. That's exactly what He has intended from His people. But are His people doing it? I'll tell you right now, the church is silent. When the homosexual agenda rises up in the nation and the church is silent, it's the church's fault. I said it's the church's fault. It's the church's fault. When we have people, evil people in office. Yeah, I'll tell you, evil people, we've gone down this road not too far long ago. But evil people that are promoting killing babies and all these other nasty agendas. Those are evil people doing evil things. That is not of God. We need to wake up, but if you don't know that, you don't know. And how are you going to know unless someone's teaching it? And how are you going to teach? How are you going to be taught unless somebody's sent? Praise the Lord. We have the Word. Amen? Amen. God wants you complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God wants you full. See, we preach a message of prosperity, but you have to understand the prosperity that God gives you is not just for yourself. Listen, I'm going to lay out prosperity really easy. God loves prosperity. He is all about prosperity. He is all about you being rich. For His sakes, though He was rich, He became poor, so that through His poverty we might be made rich. If you do all the studying around that, and even the other verses around that, it's talking about finances. It's talking about finances. Why does God want His people rich? So they can live in their mansions on the hills and have everything they want, and God bless them, glory to God. No! No, He is not doing that. Now, God doesn't mind if you have stuff. He doesn't mind if you're taken care of. But I'm going to lay down prosperity for you. If you don't tithe, if you don't give, you are not under the prosperity of God. You are not. You are not. You have no idea. You have not realized what the purpose of God is. And then you wonder why you're always poor, always lacking, because you won't do the Word. You can't do if you reject the Word, you can't have what God has. That's just the way it is. So don't. Why do we preach it every week? Because one of the number one problems with people, one of the number one issues in lives, as I have talked with people, one of the number one issues always comes back down to the same thing, finances. And furthermore, what does the Bible say? It says if you don't work, you don't eat. You're like, I don't have anything to give. Are you working? Are you doing your part? Listen, you got to do something. You are not just supposed to float around life just doing nothing all the time. If that's what you're doing, you're lost. You need to get helped. That's what we're here for. We're to teach people how to get helped. Why? Because there's no reason this church shouldn't be full. Every seat in here should be a millionaire. I'm not joking. Every seat in here. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. I'll deliver that right now, Lord, if you want me to. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Yes, I'm going to deliver. Billy, can you come up here? Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. It's not bad, brother. Honey, can you come up here and hold this for me? Now, I'm going to share something with you that the Lord has specifically dealt with me on for you and your wife. And I want you to take this to your wife as well and deliver us. This is just what I was praying the other day, and this is just what I hear in my spirit. In just a few months, you guys have shown some things that has taken many years to learn. All the blessings in my life have come as a result of being led by the inward witness. That's the Lord speaking on the inside of me. It was imparted to me to make millionaires in my church. And I am impressed of the Spirit to impart that to you and your wife. As you listen to the inward witness and stay faithful to God and your pastors, you will see increase you have not imagined. A great wall is built brick by brick, and so are the things of the kingdom of God. Receive this impartation, supernatural increase as you walk out the plan of God in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just stay up here. I'm just gonna go with it. Denny, come up here. Now, you guys don't understand. What you understand? This is when we talked about. We had a message not too long ago about the impartation through the laying on of hands, and we showed all the scripture for it. And if you want that, if you need to know more about that, we have it. It's not something that we just do, but this is what I'm led to do, and I believe that I was going to do it. But as I was praying this week, these people came to me, and these things that I'm saying, this is exactly what came to me. Sometimes the Lord works through me this way, and so I'm going to just deliver them as such. The Bible says, Denny, that those who are forgiven much, love much. The kingdom of heaven operates through love. And this is something I believe that you fully understand. The love you show is real. It is meant to grow. God has impartations for you in all areas of your life. Learn to hunger for him, to seek him, and he will show you a world that you've never imagined. Ha ha. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Becky, you got to come up here now. I know you got a baby. Somebody's going to have to take that baby from her. We love baby Gemma, but we don't want her dropped. Even if mama's getting blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if any of you guys want this stuff that's written down, just ask me later and I'll get it to you. Becky, it's interesting to me that he dealt with both of you separately, but he did. Just as he has equipped you to be a mother to this baby, just as he has equipped you for that, and you know what I'm talking about, he's equipped you. When even a year ago you couldn't. Same way he's equipped you to do all that he's called you into, all that he's called you into. He's equipped you already, just as he equipped you like that. So you think about that. Just as you make that connection in your mind, in your heart. When the devil tries to rob from you, you make that connection. Amen? Just as he has equipped you that way, he's equipped you for everything else he's called you into. Seek him, and he's going to lay his plan before you. It will become clear to you, and God is going to provide all that's necessary to fulfill that plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Scott and Lori, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I hope we have several people in here who are newer to this stuff. I hope your skin isn't crawling too bad right now. But we want to follow the direction of God. You know, Jesus laid hands on people for impartation, for things, for all kinds of things, not just healing. If you go through Scripture, he did it. All through the Bible, we see the laying on of hands. The Apostle Paul laid hands. He had hands laid on him, and he laid hands on people. Praise the Lord. God is intending, he imparts things this way. But see, all these people have started realizing, all these people have gotten the connection to their pastor and their church. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is what was in, there was two words that I heard, and we'll believe God if there's more that he'll deliver it now. But I heard this, faith and patience. Faith and patience. Faith and patience. As you walk out the plan of God through faith and patience, you will inherit all the promises. Sometimes there's things that have been built up, and we have to sift through that out, and God will walk you through it. He's walking you through it now. But remember, faith and patience. When the devil comes and tries to rob your thoughts and he tries to get in there and tell you, well, it's not happened, you look at the devil and you say, faith and patience. And we're taking all. We're taking it all. We're taking it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Faith and patience. Marky, my son Marky. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, this next part you have to understand. I'm going to do my best to interpret what I wrote because I was actually writing it through Siri while I was driving, and Siri doesn't always learn so good or hear so good. For example, in the last one where it said seek him, it says seek him. So I could have told Becky to seek him, but we aren't telling Becky to seek him. We're telling him to seek him. Seek him. Hallelujah. Not seek him. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. It's easy to get in life and to spin wheels. You need to figure out what the plan of God is in your life, put it down, and then go after it, and don't be distracted by all that's around you. Seek the plan, find the plan, lay it before you, and then go after the plan. Do not look to the left and do not look to the right, but keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize, and you'll take it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, if there's anything else you want to minister, thank you, Lord. So it doesn't always happen on a Sunday morning, but sometimes it does. You know, it's a sign and a wonder, you know. I have to imagine that some of what was spoken to people's hearts, and they know what I'm talking about, and that it's going to bear fruit. But, you know, just wait and see. Amen. We'll just wait and see. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep. Ephesians 4:11, hallelujah. And that can all be on there, on the recording too. You can leave that on there. So whoever does that, you know, so it'll be online. Ephesians 4:11 says, through verse 16 says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This is what our job is. This is what my job is. What we have an apostle and prophet that's been here. We've had several prophets here so far, but we had apostle. Pastor Michael is apostle over the family churches. We've had him in here. Ministry office is coming to equip the saints. Amen. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Listen to what this is saying. God doesn't want us carried about by every wind of doctrine, being tossed to and fro. There's a reason he's given us these ministry gifts, these offices, is to bless us so we're not just lost sheep. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. By the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Now look at this. This is really what I wanted to get to here. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. The whole body. We are a body. We are joined, or we should be joined and knit together. And we're joined and knit together by what each one of us supplies. When you come, you bring a supply. It's not just that you come to receive, and you should come to receive. I'm not saying that, but you should also come to be a supply. You want a supply, because what happens if we have a room full of drains? The tank gets empty. There's nothing more in it. But if we have a tank that's full of supply, then that tank keeps running over, running over, running over, running over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the reason I said running over many times is I happened to look back at Brother Billy there again, and I saw running over. I just saw running over. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not exalting a man, and I wouldn't just come up with, I don't care about doing that. I don't care about making people look good. because God knows a lot of people try to make me look bad. I don't care about making people look good, because I had to learn it's not about people making you look good. It's about God making you look good. Amen? But God will do that. When people are faithful, God will do that. He'll call you out. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there's some other people, too, I'm going to tell you. I didn't get a specific word for, but I sent some things on. Praise the Lord. There's some glory to God. Praise the Lord. Lord, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. I'll follow you any way you go. You know I will. But if you bring it up to me again, then I'll deliver that. Hallelujah. I just want to make sure that it's right. You know, some people, sometimes you don't know people very well, because not everybody in here has been here for the last 3 years and know how goofy I am. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Some people are just new to the goofiness. Oh, praise the Lord, sister. Oh, I love you, Sister Erin. Glory to God. You know what? Come on up here. Praise the Lord. That's all right. You can come up here. I'm just going to lay hands on you. And you don't have to fall. Praise the Lord. If you want to just sit there, God just wants to bless you.
Can I just sit because I'm afraid of falling?
No, that's all right. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Do you believe in God?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that He wants to bless you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe He wants to fill you?
Yep.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Praise God and receive everything He has. Receive it. Hallelujah. Fill her, Lord, in her life. Lord, you got direction for her. You got things that you want her to... Oh, yes, there's great things for her to walk out, Father. And I just pray, Lord, that you help her with that. She loves you, God. You know that she loves... He knows that you love him. He knows that you love him, Aaron. Are you hearing me? I said he knows that you love him. He knows that you love him. But you have to accept his... When I say this, don't take this wrong, but you have to accept his love in return. And that he wants to use you. He wants to use you. He's got a plan and a purpose. He's got a plan and a purpose for you. It's connected to your pastors. Yes, hallelujah. It's a plan and a purpose for you to take you, and not just you, but other people, because there's people that you can help, sister. There's people that need what you have and what the Lord is doing in you. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just receive it. Receive the whole impartation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I said we don't do this every Sunday. This isn't a thing, but if you're new to the church, well, praise the Lord. And sometimes we do this, and we just follow the leading of the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth for the body for the edifying of itself in love. Coming together is not just about having church. It's about having love. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aunt Jean, come on up. Just go to my seat. I don't like the fun. Some people don't like the fun. That's okay. It's not like we're pushing people over either. It's not like I'm just like, here, come. Come up here and be blessed, and I'll knock you out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that you impart into her everything that you have for her, everything, Lord, that you have for her, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. There's some places for you to get to in prayer. And part of that is knowing how to pray and getting into those things. You know, there's things that are accessed only through a certain type of prayer. Now, the Lord has things for you in there. And if if you talk to your sister, there's some things that she could help you with. I know you guys are close, and you guys are close together. And that's, don't think that that's by mistake. That's by design. But there's some places for you to get to, and she can help you with that. Of course, we can help you with that too. But as you seek him, as you follow him, all those things will come to pass, and you'll be able to pray things out that not just obviously that you need, but things that the church needs, the things that the people of God needs. Because you're meant to be a supply. You're here to be a supply, and you know that. You know that. You want to be. But now the Lord wants to take you into that greater level of supply. Hallelujah. So be filled with his presence. And know this, too, that he's with you. He's with you, and as you give yourself to the things of God, as you reach out, He's going to be there with you. He's going to be help you, leading you, guiding you, and He's going to lead you into that land. There's things that you still haven't even walked into yet. There's blessing. There's place of godly influence that you haven't walked into yet. Not because you haven't wanted to or anything like that. It's not because she's been doing bad, but because you just haven't. Because there's another level. There's always more levels. But know this, that the Lord wants to take you there, and if you follow Him, He will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to close with this scripture, Psalm 92:13. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And verse 14, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing even in old age. Hallelujah. Now remember this, wild vines never produce anything. I got wild vines, I have wild grapevines growing on my property, and they're good for making wreaths or something like that, but they never produce anything. But you go down to Westfield and you see these vines perfectly manicured and tended to, and they're planted in the right soil at the right place, and they get the right amount of sun, they're planted right, and they grow and they produce. And it's the same thing. You can't, if you're a wild vine, you'll never produce anything for God. Praise the Lord. Now, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you for this time together. We praise you, Lord, for everything that you have for us. We praise you, Lord, for all that you want to do. We praise you for all you want to do. Praise you for all you want to do. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Brother Bill, can you come up here real quick? Yeah, yeah. No, the other Bill. I'm sorry. The Bill back further. The farther back Bill. Hallelujah. I want you, as our brother Bill here has recently received us as a family, and we're receiving him, but you know, we don't always do this, but Bill's gone through some hard things in the last few days, and I just want, as a family, I want you to just extend your hands out towards him and release faith. We're going to pray for Bill, because the Lord isn't done with you yet, brother, and we're going to pray over you. We're going to pray blessing over you. And that blessing, if you trust in the Lord to take that blessing is going to help you to walk those things out and walk out the things He still has for you to do. Because while you're still here, God still has things for you to do, brother. And you know this, that I know where your heart is. But you understand this, that God wants to fill you. And He wants to take you into that plan. He wants to take you all and it'll be a blink of an eye. Okay? So, Father, we just pray over Brother Bill right now. I just pray for him, Lord, that you strengthen him. Lord, that you hold him up. Father, that you take him and show him the things, Lord, and give him that supernatural peace that only you can give, that supernatural peace. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for his wife, Midge. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is, Lord. And, Father, I thank you that the knowledge that her rooting for Bill now and standing and watching, the Bible says we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, that she's rooting for you, brother, and wants to see you fulfill those things that God has for you to do. Look to heaven, rejoice in the Lord. Ha ha, ha ha. And be strengthened by his presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill him with your peace, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're so good to us, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Brother, you have a family here. I'm pressed of the Lord to tell you, you know, you have a family here now. You have a family. And I know you have a good family surrounding you, so I'm not negating that. But I'm just telling you that you have a family here, and it's here for you to partake of and be part of, you know, as you desire to, as you're willing to. Amen. And so know that, and know that there's people here that love you. You're not a stranger anymore, but you're a part of a family now that loves you and wants to see God's best for you. Sometimes, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for that peace, and thank you, Lord, that that peace follows him. That peace follows him, Lord, into all that he has. All he needs, Lord, every day of his life, Lord, that peace follows him, that the pain subsides. The pain subsides, but the peace of God, the peace of God. And brother, thank the Lord for the peace. When it tries to come on you, when things try to get you down, thank the Lord for the peace and be full of his presence. Lord, we praise you and worship you. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, please, nobody looking around. We give this opportunity every week. I don't know everybody here, but I want to give this opportunity. If you've never received Jesus before and you'd like to, if you've never become part of this body, the body of Christ, and you'd like to, it's real simple. All heads are bowed, all eyes are closed. All I'm going to have you do is lift your hand real quick, and I'll have you put it right back down. And then we'll pray a prayer. We'll all pray a prayer together. So if that's you, you've never received Jesus, and you'd like to, just slip up your hand real quick. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I see that hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You can put it back down. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Father, you're so good. You're so good, Lord. If there's any other hands, I just want to, I saw one, but I just want to give the opportunity one more time. If there's any other hands you'd like to receive the Lord. Now I'm going to give one other opportunity. Maybe you've received the Lord and you've walked away. And I don't mean you made a few mistakes, but I mean you completely walked away from him. And you'd like to get back into his graces. If that's you, just go ahead and lift up your hand real quick too, and we'll have you put it right back down. Thank you, Lord. I don't see any hands. I believe everybody by the sound of my voice is in the other than the one that raised her hand is living right. And that one that raised her hand, we're going to pray a prayer together. And I want you to pray this with me. I want you to just say this out of your heart, which means you speak it and believe it, and you shall be saved. So everybody pray this prayer with me, including that one that raised her hand. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I thank you that he saved me. I thank you he died for me so that I could be saved. Wash me. Cleanse me. Forgive me of my sin. Be my Lord and Savior all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Been a little bit different. We went a little bit longer than usual. I hope that you're okay with that. But God's got good things for us. Amen. He's bringing us together as a body. Praise the Lord. He's bringing us together to strengthen us, to guide us, to lead us into all he has.